Time for our small business spotlight, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Excited to chat with Jason Balin, who's the owner of Get in the Kitchen. And Jason, I understand you're the Party School of Cooking Classes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, we are the Party School of Cooking Classes.
What does that mean?
What that means is we do things like cooking and karaoke, dinner and dancing, have dance lessons, cooking and drag queens. Cooking and drag queen karaoke. We're always doing something fun with cooking. Because if you think about it, 90% of people out there want to have fun and only 10% want to go to a cooking class.
Right, exactly. There you go. So you're making them both work. Are they on location somewhere or do you bring the party to anywhere?
Yeah, no, we have a location in Wrigleyville in Lakeview, actually on the corner of Addison and Broadway. It's at 3617 North Broadway. So we have a physical space and a store attached to it as well.
How did this get started?
A good question. Actually, I used to be an investment manager, and then I wrote.
Wait, an investment manager?
Yes, I was doing. I was actually a consultant for pension plans, and I would actually be an investment manager for investment funds as well. And then one day, someone dared me to write a funny little cookbook, and I did. And then my alma mater asked me to do a cooking class, and I said, "I hate cooking classes. Let's do a party where we drink a lot of wine and play some charades, and then cook some food." And they said, "Okay. Let's do that." And we did it. And after, they were like, "Oh my God, that was so much fun. You should market this." I'm like, "Okay, maybe I should." And then I'm walking down the street in Lakeview, and the restaurant where my place is was empty for 3 years. And the leasing agent said, "You should rent this space." I'm like, "Okay, maybe I should." And then the contractor said, "You should pour a bunch of money in here." I'm like, "Okay, maybe I should." and I did. And we've been here since 2018.
Did you get a lot of flashing lights in your head, though, as someone trained in investments? The idea of starting a small business, you know, a lot of them, you know, don't succeed. I'm sure you're in that world. You know all about that. Did at any point someone or you think, boy, this ain't the right idea?
At every point, and even including today, I think that. But no, you just you do it and you follow your dream and something happens, and we just do something totally different. I say if you're in the mood for a cooking class where you listen to a chef and put an apron on for 3 hours, there are a lot of places that can do that. But if you want to have a good time, a fun time, learn a little bit about cooking and see a drag show, come see us.
What year did you guys start, by the way, Jason?
2018.
Okay, so you do two years where everyone can gather and it's totally fine. What happened to you guys in the pandemic?
Yes, we try not to talk about the pandemic, but what happened was we actually hired some chefs that did take out that, you know, or sort of delivered meals and stuff like that. So that helped us through. We got loans, obviously, and things like that helped us. But it really started picking back up this year, and I'm really excited about the trajectory. We have so many great events. We've got this amazing I'm a Winer Wine and Social Club where members meet every month and they get to taste wines and we cook a little bit and it's just a social event. And then we do, you know, our great classes and our parties, because they're really just a lot of fun to come to. So, and people are really loving what we do and I'm really excited that we're starting to get our traction back and the trajectory for 2023 looks pretty good right now. So.
Well, that's good news. Yeah, I was just going to say, I imagine you guys have certain goals you want to meet. I mean, how many people do you want to be? I mean, I know want is one word, but how many people end up coming through and what's the potential growth for the next year?
Yeah, so we usually have about anywhere from 20 to 30 people coming to us. Private parties, we can get up to 40. You know, right now we're filling up a lot of our classes, especially for the holidays. A lot of people have been buying, you know, gifts for their partners or for their mothers or daughters or whatever. But we expect, I think, next year to fill up all of our classes, especially on the weekend. But we're also going to partner with some traditional cooking schools during the week to actually put on traditional cooking classes and not our party aspect. So it's you know, this year, just looking at the numbers, just for the last 3 months, we are definitely up about 35% from last year. So,
oh, that's great news.
We're excited. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. The website is getmeinthekitchen.com, 3617 North Broadway. As you said, that's Broadway and Addison, pretty busy intersection. People know where that is. And I really appreciate your time. Good luck. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much, and happy holidays, happy new year, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's Jason Balin, owner of Get in the Kitchen. I love that because I've been to a couple cooking classes. I know they're well-meaning, but sometimes I just feel a little bored. I would love a little magic or karaoke along the way, and that's our Small Business Spotlight, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program on 720 WGN.